KCMI Afternoon News Extra.
At 5:53, talking about keeping our local waterways clean with Annika Sweeney from the Whatcom Conservation District. Nice to talk to you again, Annika.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you guys have a thing called Adopt-A-Block that actually has to do with waterways. It sounds intriguing. Tell us about that.
Sure. This is a program that the Whatcom Conservation District started in cooperation with the Birch Bay Watershed and Aquatic Resource Management District, or BBWARM, out there in Birch Bay, as well as the Whatcom County Health Department and the Birch Bay Chamber of Commerce. And it came really out of a need that the community was really demonstrating to us that there's lots of, you know, little small communities, little neighborhoods, and folks just wanted to give back. They wanted to be able to have the resources to clean up any trash that they saw along their neighborhood where they walk their dogs. They wanted to be able to clean up the catch basins and storm drains by them just to ensure that there wasn't flooding in their local roadways. And so we kind of put together this program where folks could adopt a block or adopt a portion of their neighborhood and then go to the visitor and convention or visitor information center there in Birch Bay, and they get loaned out a bucket with all the supplies that you might need to safely clean up your neighborhood, grabbers and trash bags and gloves and vests and whatever else you might need to safely do it. And then those folks report their volunteer hours back, and then they have a free place to dispose of any trash that they find in a dumpster right there at the visitor center as well. So pretty neat program.
And the visitor center is easy to get to. It's right on Birch Bay Drive by the Birch Bay Beach Park there. I know there's some hours open on the weekend. And so I think if families are heading up to Birch Bay and you got kids, what a great opportunity to help your kids become aware of the need to help care for our local watershed.
Absolutely. And we have a lot of other events, too, that if folks aren't in Birch Bay and they're, you know, they don't live in that area, there's lots of stewardship events that are on the website as well, some tree planting events and cleanups. So we've always got a lot going on that families can be involved in and feel like they're doing their part to help their local watershed.
One of the reasons this caught my eye as a former resident of Birch Bay, I know that even if the residents on the shoreline aren't actually littering, so I don't think people do, stuff comes in with the tide, and it gets deposited on the beach there, so it's always kind of a continuous process to be cleaning up the beach.
Absolutely, and with so many visitors daily, and especially in the summertime, there's just always some additional work to be done there, but people that live there really cherish where they live, and so by adopting a portion of the beach, they get to feel proud of the work that they're doing and cleaning up their home. And we're also offering folks these landowner recognition signs. So it's a little sign that they can put out on their beach, and it says, this beach adopted by, you know, such and such family. So they can have more pride in that. And it really kind of spreads the word that, oh, gosh, this is an important place and people really care to steward this land. And perhaps people just to think a little bit more about dropping any trash that they find.
And it looks like you're asking people to report their work as part of Adopt-A-Block. What's that all about?
Sure. So because we're in cooperation with Whatcom County and the health department there, they have a grant that helps support the trash pickup and all of the different materials and supplies. And so we need to report back saying, you know what, the community is really doing this, and they like this opportunity. So the more, you know, pounds of trash that we can identify or hours by volunteers just helps with reporting and ensuring that programs like this can survive and perhaps grow into other areas.
Okay, it's called Adopt-A-Block from the Whatcom Conservation District. Annika Sweeney telling us about it. Thanks for joining us today in the afternoon news, Annika.
Thank you.